lights out, we're underway. Motorsport Republic of Podcast.
Alrighty, guys. Friday is done, Tom. I hate doing weather talk, but a whole lot of it was about weather.
I actually had to go Instagram live before that just to show the weather, which was out of control. Mate, did you, that was a surprise. Big surprise for me. He looked fast. Bezzecchi breaking the lap record.
Yeah.
And then Marquez getting it together at the end, but it was a very strange session.
Another huge talking point is Pecco Bagnaia. I think he found it out. 16th place. We've got the top 10 results for you right here. So, Bezzecchi first, Marc Marquez second, Digia third, Pedro fourth, Jorge Martin fifth, Tom, Alex Marquez sixth, which is a surprise, Juan Mir seventh, Brad Binder an eighth, Aiguro.
HJC number one.
Aiguro point ninth, and Joan Zarco in 10th. Notable people to miss out is Maverick Vinales in 12th, Morbidelli in 13th. And the big one is Pecco Bagnaia in 15th, Tom. Huge, huge, huge talking point.
Yeah, look, he looks better. He looked better in testing at this circuit. So I don't know what the fuck's going on, but that's Pecco these days, isn't it?
Well, look, it's not a great sign. It really isn't, especially when all the riders have been testing through the past week. Marc Marquez is still up there. Obviously, he's had like a tight belly. He's obviously got a shoulder injury, but still to put in the top three. Is a big one there as well. But how fast Digia is going and is incredible.
Yeah, that was a big surprise, as I said. And then Zarco getting to the top 10. I mean, that's big for him. We wrote him off at the start of the season, so he's showing us. But, guys, we've had an awesome day here. We've got a couple of awesome sort of mini 10-minute pods coming out in the next couple of days. So I was sitting down with Gunther Steiner. was like a dream come true, I suppose. So.
Yeah, it definitely was. It definitely was. Spoke to, and that, all that stuff is obviously going to be coming out over the next week. But Tom, I want to talk to you about Yamaha. They are in absolute shambles. Like, Quartararo, Jack Miller, Toprak, Alex, they're all really, really struggling.
Yeah, I think it's as expected. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's as expected. I wasn't hoping for anything for them. I think Quartararo put it into 12th at one point, which was unreal. And then I think got bumped down a few more places. But yeah, for me, it's as expected. 2026 is a write-off. And all eyes are on 27.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. So Quartararo now finishing 16th, Jack 19th, Toprak 21st, and Alex Rins in 20th. And you could really visibly see, even through practice one and practice two, just how much Quartararo was really, really pushing that Yamaha and just getting nothing. Yeah, I think he did pull a fast first sector, but geez, it was tough going. Now, big news coming out of the paddock, Tom. There is massive, massive, massive rumour swirling that Pecco Bagnaia is signing a 4-year deal with Aprilia. Now, obviously, nothing's been signed yet, but that's what everyone is talking about. Huge news. Now, if Tom, if he's still having results, I know it's only Friday practice in round one where he's, outside the top 15. What are we doing?
Yeah, I know. I know. Man, like, I wish he probably wishes he was on the Aprilia right now. How good that bike's looking.
Yeah.
But yeah, huge news coming out of the paddock. I think that's going to break soon. A lot of people think that all the contracts are pretty much signed and sealed and delivered. Over the next month, we're going to know everything, but by the looks of things, even which bike that Tech 3 is going to be riding next year. But back to Pecco, it's I don't know. Let's not crucify him over one session.
No.
Let's wait for qualifying tomorrow. And let's see what he can do in getting into Q2 because, it's so, so important. Modern day MotoGP's qualifying.
Yeah.
It is, as I just said, one of the most important sessions. So.
It is. It really is. And talking about Ducati, talking about Aprilia, Aprilia has made a massive step. It looks really close. Obviously after the Friday sessions, Bezzecchi is so fast. Digia has been so quick. Now the biggest thing for Fabio D'Antonio is starts. He's always had pretty good, race pace, but the man needs to qualify. And he needs to get a good start. So it's all well and good, obviously being fast in Friday practice, but we're really going to find out over the next 2 days. We're freeing up, obviously, right?
To the top. I think, it's interesting to see the 26 bike did you fast, but that shows you the bike's there.
Yeah.
For him to be up there in the pecking order and then for Pecco, pardon the pun, to be down, that's another talking point that we'll probably roll over for the next few races. Because if Digi is fast, you know, they went hand in hand in form last year. So that's going to be the other big news.
What do you make of Alex Marquez in sixth?
Yeah, look, it's just such a funny session. You know, when there's a bit of trickling rain that some riders just absolutely hate it, and it really does mix up the grid. So again, I don't think we've got to take too much out of the session. I think it's all going to be qualifying one, qualifying two tomorrow, where, as we love to say on the Motorsport Publica, James, the cream rises to
the cream will definitely rise to the top. Hopefully no more big, crazy claps of thunder. And one of the most fascinating things about that second practice was normally it's the last 10, 12 minutes where they're going out and doing their fast times. It was the last 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It was absolutely unbelievable, burning through soft tyres. Anyway, that's a wrap Friday, guys.
Oh, he's wrapped us up. He's wrapped it up. All right. I had a couple more things to say. We'll save them tomorrow. We're all good.
We've got Changs to get a hold of.
Changtastic.
There's heaps of videos coming up. We've got MotoGP riders. We've got team managers. We've got CEOs. It's all happening.
We've had a great weekend so far. Connor from On Track Experience is behind the camera right now. And we've been absolutely tearing shreds out of Buriram at the moment. So more to come. So thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Lights out, we're underway. Motorsport Republica podcast.